and welcome to 404 Sight Not Found for November 17th, 2024. It's kind of a lazy Sunday. And this has been a, well, I want to say this week has been crazy. This weekend has been lazy.
I would say that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, it's just been, I don't know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, something in the air. Work has just been crazy amounts of work. And so this weekend we have felt like doing absolutely nothing. And we have pretty much succeeded.
And, you know, we didn't talk about it in the last podcast, but we've celebrated workversaries.
Yes.
You celebrated 6 months.
Yes.
On the 13th. I celebrated 2 months on the 9th.
And speaking of anniversaries, we are coming up on our, what did we say it was, 14-month?
Yeah, something like that.
Not that we really tend to count months now that we
I had to count them on my fingers and toes. Yeah. I was like, okay, so it's 12, and then I was like, ah, oh, it's hard.
Well, the reason it happened was we were just looking for an excuse to go out to eat. Not that we really need one, but we're going to go back to one of our favorite places.
Big Easy.
It is delicious Cajun food.
Big Easy New Orleans Cafe. I called it New Orleans.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
With delicious food and eccentric music.
Like, don't mess with my toot toot.
Yeah, I thought I heard it, and I had to listen again to make sure I heard that correctly because I was confused momentarily.
So, what's kind of cool is I took all these podcasts and ran them through Google Notebook LM, and I want to like run all the, like, there's a couple new episodes, and I just want to watch it, like, write a timeline for all these random factoids it picks out. Because it was like describing each of us. And didn't it say like you were the more like measured one?
Yes.
Or
and
something.
I kept you on task or something.
Yeah, something like that. Like it does not know us very well, clearly.
No. And it made up like stories for some of our friends that are listeners.
That's
that
right.
I've mentioned.
I want to see what it says about Mary Mozzarella.
Who was on our last episode.
She was. That was a lot of fun. If you guys haven't caught up on these, you need to. We've been doing some really cool podcasts, and we've actually been posting podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting them done and getting them posted.
Absolutely.
Not fighting over them.
Exactly. So speaking of cool things we've done.
Yeah.
I had said something on Mastodon earlier and had to explain to somebody who hadn't been around for the last round about... I'm making sure I'm saying this in the right order. Monster cookie balls.
Monster cookie balls. So I made them last week. So between when we recorded the podcast, actually last Sunday, we invited Mary Mozzarella and...
Still gonna come up with a name for her man because she said he can't be Ricky Ravioli.
He can't be Ricky... Well, I'm calling him Ricky Ravioli anyways because it sounds funny. She's like, yeah, he's not even Italian. It's like, that's hurtful. He could be Ricky Ravioli if he wants to be. You know?
Yeah, what's he going to be like? Ricky Raspberry? Come on.
I can come up with some names, but they're not appropriate for the podcast. So
yeah, let's not do that, though.
Yeah, let's not do that one.
I was just trying to think of another food that started with an R that wasn't of a particular nationality.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to like... I don't know. I mean, he's from Alabama. He could be Ricky Rutabaga.
There you go.
Ricky Rutabaga. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, they had dinner with us.
I made chili.
It was delicious.
And chili. Then I made monster cookie balls, which are oatmeal, honey, peanut butter, mini M&Ms, and mini chocolate chips, and a little... Oh, a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. And you mix all that stuff up, you shape it into balls, you throw it into the fridge, and it's delicious.
No baking required.
So no.
Baking is not your thing. These are a nice...
And throw them on a piece of nonstick parchment paper on a 13x9 sheet, toss that right in the fridge, let it cool for a while, and you got a delicious, yummy treat.
Yes. And then he made more of them last night. So we can't say we did nothing this weekend.
No. I mean...
Made those...
I made food.
Yeah.
Well, we made burgers last night. Today was a lazy day. I just made chicken strips.
Yeah, we got invited to Mary Mozzarella's for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I don't think we'll be recording from there.
No, there's going to be several people there.
That would be hilarious, but we're not doing it. But you know what is happening after Thanksgiving? My marathon, which I don't think I've talked about yet on the podcast. So
I keep hearing this word thrown around.
Okay. Well, I'm going to explain it so you understand.
Much appreciated.
I'm gonna pull a Kevin Reeves and explain it. So, if you know, you know. So every year since 2017, actually, I've been doing a streaming marathon. And these things have kind of exponentially grown. I missed one last year because I had moved and I had work and I was trying to like settle into life and all that stuff. So what the marathon is I play a bunch of games. I raise money to kind of help offset the cost of getting games, paying for replacement equipment. So like, for example, the computer needs a new video card. I'm running a 2060 RTX, RTX 2060. And if you know your video cards, you know that's an older card. We've hit the 4,000 mark now. We've got some newer cards. It probably could use a new board. It could use some new components.
Well, you recently had to replace the mixer twice.
Yeah, I had to replace the mixer. I fortunately am getting my money back on... Well, I won't get charged because they sent me a replacement. But like, had to replace the mixer. That was a few hundred dollars. And like, so it's a fun hobby. And I enjoy it. And they always say like, a hobby isn't a hobby unless you pay for it. But like, I'd like to try to make something back on it. And I don't charge people for streams. I don't run a lot of commercials. I don't do a lot of like advertising. I don't do a lot of heavy stuff. So my thought was, why don't I stream, do something fun, try to raise money, have fun, entertain everyone, torture myself in the process. And so that's what the marathon's become. So this year, we're hopefully it's going to be, I want it to be the biggest marathon ever. I think 22, I streamed for a total of 33 hours. Like when you factor everything together, I'd like to break that this year if I can. And so it's going to be the 29th and 30th of November and then the 1st of December. And there is going to be a lot of prizes. I'm really excited about the prize haul. So a lot of cool gaming stuff. Finalizing a really cool thing that if you're in a particular space, you're going to really want this thing, I think.
That's so specific, but I understand.
I can't say what it is yet, though, because it's not official. And I don't. One of the rules of advertising is you don't name your advertisers until they're advertisers, because then they may pull back and you're left holding the bag. But I think it's if you're in a particular space, you're going to want this thing. I want this thing. So I'm like, I'm sad that I can't win my own prize. So, but
it'd be kind of funny if I did. I don't know. I'm like, I probably shouldn't sign up for prizes. That feels kind of unethical somehow.
Someone's going to complain if you do.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Liam, I won your Christmas present.
Because someone will be like, that's not fair. Yeah. She shouldn't be allowed to enter. So she will not.
No. So it's going to take place on my YouTube channel, and you definitely should check it out. I think it's going to be cool. Also, our couch is creaky.
Yeah, I promise
that is the couch. We just
dared to move a little bit. I apologize.
We have this nice couch. It's a really great couch, but it is creaky.
It's a sleeper sofa.
Yeah, and it has been through several moves. It is, it's well traveled. It has been banged around a bit. Like it really. I don't think it's going to handle many more moves, but it was
hopefully
a good couch.
Hopefully we won't have to handle many more moves.
No, maybe one. That would be nice. And maybe not even. Maybe we can keep this house. But that's a whole different topic for another day. So anyways, marathon. Yeah, it's taken place in just like, I think under 11 days now. Under 12, actually. And I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play a lot of cool games, have fun. Give away prizes. I'm torturing myself by making a smoothie. And the way that we do that is everyone gets to vote on items that go into the smoothie. And the more money we earn, the worse the ingredients get. So they're going to start with like basic things like, what is our liquid base? Is it going to be water or apple juice or cranberry juice? What's the fruit that goes in? Is it going to be apples or bananas or some other fruit that I haven't decided yet? It could be strawberries. We could do maybe some strawberries.
No, but you don't really like strawberries, do you?
Listen, I'm not going to like the other stuff that goes in this either.
That's true.
what vegetable goes in it? Are we doing kale or spinach or lettuce? And then things may go off the rails. Are we adding things like peanut butter and mustard and
horseradish
and barbecue sauce? You'll get to vote on other things. And
seasonings.
And the higher, like cayenne pepper. I think cayenne pepper may have to go in there at some point. But, you know, it as the money climbs, as the donations climb, your choice of horrible ingredients gets worse. And so at the end of the marathon, I will go into the kitchen and make this. I'm still working on how I can remotely kind of broadcast that. I'm still in the prospect of, like, how does this work?
And also the timing of that, which we can talk about later, but I have a slight concern.
Okay. Sounds like we're going to have a meeting.
Yeah, it should hopefully be a quick one. Maybe there's an easy solution to it all.
Okay. Is the solution I go broadcast somewhere else?
I don't know. It's like, if this is going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's going to be a problem because I have to work the next morning.
No. The marathon will finish Sunday night. It usually finishes.
What is Sunday night though? 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah,
midnight,
probably.
2:30?
Like 8, 9, yeah.
Okay, that was my concern.
We usually finish like 10 or 11 at the latest. And especially with work. I have to work too, so.
Yeah.
But okay, so we already discussed it.
Okay,
hey, you get to watch a couple hash things out.
Well, when we don't know what to do, we flip coins.
That's right.
For dinner the other night, we had to do that.
Yeah, we had to flip a coin to decide what we were eating.
Because we were both like, well, I'm cool with either pasta or burgers. Neither of us could decide on a thing. So we're like, let's call...
the smart speaker.
Yeah.
And it flipped a coin and decided that we were having pasta. So that's how we solve our problems.
Conflict resolution 101.
That's right. So that's kind of what's going on in our world. We'd love to know what's going on in your world. We hear from some of you, but we'd love to hear from more. So drop us a line, LWorksGames on Twitter. You could do that actually.
Mastodon is the big one.
It still is. I'm still on Twitter at LWorksGames. I just never post there. Mastodon is LWorksGames at tweezcake.social. I don't know if you can comment on these posts. We need like a comment line or something.
Yeah. Does LWorks have a Facebook page? I don't remember.
I don't know. If we do, I don't use it.
Okay.
Things
to work on.
Yeah, things to work on. Maybe Notebook LM will remind me when I run it through here. It'll be like, these are the things you said you were going to work on the podcast. But yeah, either way, love to hear from you guys. Want to know, what are your Thanksgiving plans? What are you guys doing? Are you going to be listening to the marathon? That's something I'd love to know. Are you going to be
there? Are you not in the U.S. and not celebrating Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Are you celebrating whatever you celebrate in your country?
Well, they might not. I mean, Canada had it last month.
I would think that the U.K. would celebrate Thanksgiving because they're rid of us.
Well, like, we can say. Maybe you think Andre will chime in.
They'd be like, we're so glad we're rid of you. We're going to eat a turkey, you know, and have some crumpets.
And tea.
Because...
everything has to have tea.
That's right. Everyone in the UK drinks tea. I think we've discussed this on a chatting with viewers that everyone drinks tea. So I will throw a link to the marathon page in our show notes so you can go click that and learn more and hope, you know, hope to see as many of you there as possible. And I really don't have much else for this episode. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
I feel like we covered everything. We talked about...
I think so.
Going to Mary Mozzarella's, and then we obviously because we recorded from there, and then we talked about Big Easy and talked about
Monster Cookie. Oh,
we have bad weather coming.
Oh yeah.
Might have some gnarly weather approaching us tonight and tomorrow, so that could be fun.
Yeah.
I did get a ham radio, and I did have some people ask me if I could demo it. And I'm like, that is the most uninteresting thing to demo. It's a radio. It talks. I don't know what to really say. Ham radio in this area is kind of dead. So it's kind of boring. I don't know what to really say. I'm glad I got one. I think it's good to have. I think having an emergency, something that does not require internet is good. And so if we have to go in the closet again, we have a weather radio. But yeah, ham in this area is pretty dead, which is unfortunate. So... That's a downer. So I think we covered everything.
Think so.
Okay. Well, until next time, we will see you when we see you. Thanks for listening to 404, Site Not Found.